God's power to raise up new life from the soil. Apparently barren fields spring green with new life. That's the power of our risen Lord and Savior in our lives too. Easter morning reveals God's power to save. God's power to save you. You know, there are many powerful forces at work in our world. There are powerful forces at work in your life. I think of, you know, this is such a political season we're in right now. Politics is all over the radio and TV. And there are so many powerful influences, and you know they exist, these powerful influences in the politics of our world. Lobbies for unions, lobbies for business. Maybe the most powerful influences of all in our nation are lobbies of ideology. In other words, there's a battle going on. Should we govern ourselves, or can we be governed by others? Should the marketplace react to supply and demand, or should the marketplace be controlled by central planning? And these forces are at work in the politics of our land. You see them in the debate of our day. But they also determine ultimately your opportunity for work. They determine ultimately the price of gas, the price of the food that you put on the table. And these powerful forces affect your life every day. They affect your freedom. How much of the money that you earn are you going to be able to keep for your own and for your family? How far can you travel and how often? These are powerful forces. But there are more powerful forces than these. There are dark forces working in our world, forces of rebellion, forces that deny right and wrong. And these forces bring destructive behavior right into our lives and right into our families, into the lives of our loved ones and our children. Alcohol abuse, drug abuse, adultery, homosexual behavior, false religions. Parents desire to raise their children so that they know right from wrong. And they want this because children need to learn right from wrong in order to live happy and productive lives. But you know, powerful forces are at work in our world, and these forces, they reach out like that grime and mud of the world that gets tracked into your home. And you've got to constantly be sweeping it out. But there are more powerful forces than these at work. Revelations 12:7 says, "And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail. Nor was a place found for them any longer in heaven. So the great dragon was cast down, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels were cast down with him. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows his time is short." The Bible tells us that the devil brought rebellion and hatred down to earth with him, and with those came death. And this is a most powerful force working in your life. Each one of us knows this powerful sense, this need to survive. just to survive. Satan weaves the powers of rebellion and hatred and death into the fabric of all your lives, influencing everything you do. But this morning, Easter morning, reveals the most powerful force at work in your life, and that is God's power to save. I want to turn to our text again, this Easter text from Luke 24, verses 1 through 9. The Bible says, "Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women and certain other women with them came to the tomb bringing the spices they had prepared, but they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two men, that is, two angels, stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces down to the earth, they said to them, 'Why do you seek the living among the dead? He's not here, but is risen. Remember how Jesus spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again."' And they remembered Jesus' words. Then they returned from the tomb and told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest." The angels proclaimed to those women, "Christ is risen." And this declaration reveals, first of all, God's power over the works of men. But secondly, the angels' proclamation reveals God's power over the works of the devil. And finally, God's power to give you new life, eternal life. God exercises his power over the works of men. The Bible tells us that God ordains kings and presidents, parliaments and congresses. And he does this, the Bible says, for the good of mankind, to uphold justice, to protect the weak. But Satan has corrupted mankind with rebellion and hatred and the overwhelming desire for survival against death. And so kings and presidents, parliaments and Congress are often made obliging tools of Satan as he continues his war with God. And so in Jesus' day, Satan had corrupted the hearts of the two most powerful social forces at work in Judea. Do you know, maybe the darkest of all Satan's work was to corrupt the very church, the very people God had chosen to bring forth the Savior. The Jewish nation, and especially its leaders. Jesus tells the Pharisees in John 8:44, those Pharisees who refused to believe, he said, "You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him." And so the leaders of the Jewish church and the Sanhedrin, they plotted to kill Jesus, but they didn't have enough power. And so they enlisted the power of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire, it stands as the greatest empire in the history of man. At the height of its 800 years, the Roman Empire ruled most of Europe, the Near East, the Middle East, and North Africa. Rome at the time of Jesus was governed Judea. Rome governed Judea. And as we've been studying during this season of Lent, The Jews coerced the Roman Empire, the power of Rome, in the person of Pontius Pilate to crucify Jesus just 3 days ago on Good Friday. And so the Jews felt secure that they would be able to continue in their old faith, ignoring the word of God and yet thriving under the power of Rome. And just to be sure, man's power sealed the tomb. History records that the chief priests, they went to Pontius Pilate and they obtained a Roman guard to protect the tomb for 4 days. Now you've got to understand what a Roman soldier was like in those days. These men had all been in battle, battle with swords. They all had scars. They had all killed. And in the Roman Empire, in the Roman army, if you were assigned to guard duty, and whatever it is you were guarding escaped, you were a dead man. Roman law required the death penalty for those guards who lost or failed to secure what they've been charged with guarding. So the chief priests and the Pharisees, they get a Roman guard, tough men, desperate men. The power of death was working in their lives to guard the tomb. And then they sealed the tomb. And so all the power of men's politics, all the power of men's armies, his religious authority stood there defying God. And God brushed it aside with a thought. Matthew 28:2 says, "And behold, there was a great earthquake. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothes as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear and became like dead men. Christ is risen, and no power of man and no false religion can stand against that truth." Oh, maybe for a time and a season, man may exercise his power against God and the church. It certainly seemed on Good Friday that man's power had overcome God's plans and purposes, didn't it? But that only lasted 3 days. In our day, probably the most evil empire has been the Soviet Union, which for 70 years tried to stamp out God, tried to stamp out religion, tried to destroy the church. Of course, the Soviet Union fell 10 years ago, and the Christian church rises again in Russia and Eastern Europe. Praise the Lord. Dear friends, in your life, do not be afraid and do not bow down to the power of men when they pursue evil. Remember instead Easter morning and God's power over the works of men. But remember this too. Easter also reveals God's power over the work of the devil. Yes, the devil was cast down to the earth, and we are warned of his great wrath. The devil works out his wrath in the lives of men and women. And he began doing that in the garden when he deceived Eve, saying, "You will not surely die, but you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And so Eve was deceived and she turned away from God's word, and then her husband with her, and they did die. And perfect life that God had created was destroyed, and the perfect earth was brought low by sin. And the power of death came into the lives of Adam and Eve and to each generation born since into this world. fear of death, the fight to survive, and yet ultimately the desperation, knowing that we will only survive for a little while. Ah, Satan was so clever. He worked his power, as he still does, to destroy everything that God has created. But his time is short. From the very beginning, even before the fall, God knew how and when he would set the world right. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter 1:20 that Jesus Christ was foreordained before the foundation of the world to be the Savior of mankind, but he has been manifest, that is, revealed in these last times for you. And the power of God and his Savior was revealed on Easter morning, as never before or since. Oh, how the devil used all his power trying to defeat God's plan for salvation. You remember from our Christmas text how he filled the hearts of King Herod. He filled the heart of King Herod with wickedness, and King Herod sent his army into Bethlehem and killed all the little children of Bethlehem in an effort to destroy the baby Jesus. How the devil worked to destroy Christ from then throughout all the years of his life, we don't know. But we do know this. Jesus said that he would go to Jerusalem. He would be betrayed and suffer many things from the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and that he would be killed and raised again on the third day. And so we see that the time came when God used the devil's own schemes, not for evil, but for good. Christ is risen. And all the plans and all the schemes of the devil have been cast aside, just like that stone. And God's power to destroy the work of Satan, it's not only true for our resurrected Savior, dear friends, it's true for you. It's true in your life. God's power has destroyed the power of Satan over you. Christ's resurrection reveals God's power, you see, to give you new life. Ask yourself, did Christ need to have that angel roll back that stone so he could get out of the tomb? No, he didn't need that. Christ was already gone. Christ was already alive, freed from death, freed from the tomb. No, that angel rolled back that stone for you and for me, so that we might see that empty tomb and know the power of God. Verse 2 and 6 tells us that when the women went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were greatly perplexed about this, that behold, two angels stood by them in shining garments. Then, as they were afraid and bowed their faces to the earth, the angels said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is risen. He is risen." Matthew 28:9. As the women went to tell the disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, "Rejoice, rejoice." And so they came and held him by the feet, and they worshiped Jesus. After that, Jesus was seen, and he talked to those two men on the road to Emmaus. And then those two men returned to the disciples, and they reported, "The Lord is risen indeed." And Jesus came to the disciples in the upper room when the doors were locked. And Jesus came again when Thomas was there with them. And then Jesus was seen by over 500 at one time. And then by his brother James. And then by all the apostles. And last of all, Jesus was seen by Paul. So, dear friends, know this, that in all the records of antiquity, the record of these events are the most historically verified and the most historically attested records in the history of man. Almost everyone who saw the risen Savior, all those apostles, that is, all except John, they died proclaiming this great truth. Easter morning reveals God's power to save you. Christ died for you. He was raised again on the third day for you, fulfilling God's promise that there is forgiveness for all your sins and eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. The power of God defeated all of the power of men. The power of God defeated all of the schemes and the power of darkness. And so, do you think that there is any force or any power working in your life that is stronger than the power of God and His love for you? No, your eternal life has been purchased by the blood of our risen Savior. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for you, who can be against you? God will rescue you from every foe. God will never let you be defeated. There's only one thing that God will not use His power to do. He will not force you to trust in Him. He will not force you to believe. But instead, He's rolled that stone away so that you may believe. And so on this Easter morning, I pray that you go forth with joy in your heart and the assurance that your God is the Almighty God. He is powerful to defeat the schemes of wicked men. He is powerful to defeat the schemes of Satan. He's powerful to save your precious soul. And He holds your hand gently, and He leads you to eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord, our risen Savior. May God always be praised. Amen. Our hymn in response to God's word is number 101. Heaven resounds with the good news. Number 101.